Learning Masech Nizmei and Afchav Chesem and Deis. Sugi starts on Afchav Chesem and Aleph in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Eimesh Shchizin es Esakim Yantav Amasina Gabi Chaverta. Can't sharpen a knife on Yantav, but you could rub it and sharpen it one knife against another knife. Because it's being Mishanah Midarech Chayel, Rashi says. And the Gemara also similar says that Mashchizin is also Mashchezah Shel Evin, but Mashchezah Shel Eitz is Mutter. And the Gemara is two Lashaynis. Is a Mashchezah Shel Evin also only when you're doing it to sharpen? But if you're just doing it to remove the grease, Lahav Hashem Ninus, it's Mutter Mashchezah Shel Evin. And if that will be true, so Mashchezah Shel Eitz, or Masih El Gabi Chaverta, that will be Mutter, even Lachadidah. That's one Lashin of the Gemara. And the second Lashin Gemara is Fakert, that even eitz, or even agami chaverta, that's only l'hav Hashem nusa. It's actually the first lashon. It's only l'hav Hashem nusa, only to move the grease. L'chanad is also even agami chaverta, even by eitz. And evin is also even l'hav Hashem nusa. That's the Gemara. And the Gemara says, man tana de mashchez is aser, ar mefchista de loik Rabbi Yehuda. Who says that a mashchez is aser? That's one girsa. There's another girsa, man tana de mashchez is aser. And the Gemara says, like Rabbi Yehuda, because it says, Ein ben yantav v'sham yisrael echel nefesh b'man, and Yehuda's matter of makshir echel nefesh. That kind of the sugya on Amud Aleph, which is Negeya, the Gemara on Amud Beis. Now there's a machlokes rishenim taich in the Gemara. The Rosh and the Baal Amar explain what the Gemara means is like this. Rabbi Yehuda is matter even a mashchezah shalevin. Man tanad a mashchezah also means a mashchezah shalevin. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no problem sharpening the knife, even with the Mashkej Levin. If you do Makshir is Mutter. Makshir is Mutter, so you can do Mlacha Gemurah for Makshir. What should be the problem? So if that's what the Gemara means, that according to Beauty, even a Mashkej Levin, even Lechanada is Mutter, so the two Lashinas of the Gemara that discuss, the Mishnah that says in a Mashkej Levin is Aser, and it is Mutter Lasi Agame Chaverto, or it is Mutter Mashkej Shalates, and the Lashinas discuss, is the pshat that by Mashkezah Shalaitz it's Mutter even L'chanada, and by Shalavin it's Mutter L'hav Hashem Nusa or Fakert. By Mashkezah Shalavin it's also even L'hav Hashem Nusa, and by Eitz it's only Mutter L'hav Hashem Nusa, but L'chanada is also B'chol Enyin. All that is going according to the Rabbanan. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, even Evan, even L'chanada is Mutter. So the whole Gemara before which discusses this, the assumption is Evan L'chanada is definitely Aser. And two lashanis of eitz lechanad is aser or mutter. That's all according to Rabbanan. We'll come at a chiddush that even though the Rabbanan hold the machshir in his aser, it's still possible to matter shel eitz because it's a shina. It's not the derech. That's what will come out according to the Rosh and the Baal Amar's pshat in the Gemara. Now the Rosh thinks the Rif holds that way. Not all the Rishanim agree to the Rosh, but the Rosh says like this: the Rif leaves out the two lashanis of the Gemara totally. The Rif just brings the Gemara, and then he says, "Man tana de mashchezah saser, amrav chista de loik Rabbi Yehuda." Clearly, the Rif is saying that this whole din is only loik Rabbi Yehuda, and according to Yehuda, it's mutter. Now, the Rif does bring the Gemara later, the next two stories, where from the Chaim Ibeid Rav Yosef was before Rava, and Rava was sharpening the knife on the basket, which is the mashchezah shalaitz. And he asked him, "Are you doing a lechiduda or l'hav Hashem Ninusa?" And he told him, "I'm doing l'hav Hashem Ninusa," but he really was doing a lechiduda to teach you halacha ve'imarim kain. And the same story with Abaye with Rabbah. The Rif brings down those stories, and the Rosh is like this. The Rosh is the point of the Rif is to teach you that halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda ve'imarim kain. We pass like Rabbi Yehuda machshir and a mutter, but we don't pass in that way to someone. Just whoever knows about this halacha could do it. But he says very interesting. He says, L'maisa gered, they were doing Ein Meirin Kain by Mashkezah Shalaitz. But Zakhtar Rosh, we don't paskin that way, because since the Tula Shainis in the Gemara, and we're dealing with the Rabbanim, but the Rabbanim like Acharan Ekel. So we paskin in the Mashkezah Shalaitz, even the Rabbanim hold its mutter. So it's Meirin Kain. And he also is not a steer to the Rif. The Rif was just bringing these stories to say the Ikedin of Allah of Ein Meirin Kain. That whatever the Machlaikis of Yehuda and the Rabbanim is, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda of Ein Meirin Kain. But Lemaisa, we paskin that the Machlokes is dafka by Lechanada by Evan. And by Eitz, even Lechanada, or by Evan, Lahav Hashem Nusa, even the Rabbanan hold its mutter, and therefore the din will be Meirin Kain. So that's the Rashi Shita, that's the most Kuladika Shita. Now the Rashba also holds this way. The Rashba holds even more Kuladika a little bit. It's not the most Kuladika, because the Rashba holds there are Chistin that said you could darshan Mishmi, that halacha Rabbi Yehuda, and of Yosef he says it's Matta to Mechana the second Shamda, and he holds it means even a Mashkezah Shalevin, they hold Meirin Kane. And that's where the Rashba holds halacha with Meirin Kane. So the Fida Shita, the Shita Sarash, and the Shita Sarashba, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, whether it's halacha the Ein Meirin Kane according to the Rosh, halacha Meirin Kane according to the Rashba, and according to Yehuda there's no restrictions. You're allowed to be mechaned the second even by Meshchezah Shalevin. And that's Pshan in the Gemara, man tana de Meshchezah Sasset loik Rabbi Yehuda, according to Yehuda there's absolutely no restrictions. And the Mela, the toolish shyness of the Gemara, whether Evan it's also even Lahavisham Nenusa, and Eitz it's only Mutta Lahavisham Nusa, but even Eitz is also Lechadadah. And the other Lashon of the Gemara, that Evan it's Mutta Lahavisham Nusa, and Eitz it's even Mutta Lechadadah, they go according to their Rabbanan. And it's an Afkamina whether it can be Meirin Kane, and granted the Rosh Paskins, Makula, that you could be Meirin then to Mechadad the Eitz or Lahavisham Nusa B'Shalevin. That's the first sheet this Rishonim that was saying. Now the Rambam, the Nuchas Yonder Perek Dal Lachetes says the following: Ein Mashchizin is Hakam Mashchezah Shalom, Abba Mechana Dal Gavi Eitzel Gavi Cheres Eivin. The Ein Moirin Davazel Rambam Kdeish Liyavoy Lachana Dem Mashchezes. So the Rambam paskins that you can't use the Mashchezes, but you could be Mechana Dal Gavi Eitz. But even that, it's Ein Moirin. So the Machlokes Magen Mishnah Kesef Mishnah how to understand the Rambam. The Magen Mishnah says that the Rambam does not pass him like Rabbi Yehuda altogether. And that's why he asks the Mashchezah Shalevin. He goes like the Rabbanan. And according to the Rabbanan, you are allowed to do with the Mashchezah Shalevin, but the din is Halacha Ve'in Meirin Kein. Feel the way he's the Magen Mishnah is learning is very interesting. The Pshat in the Gemara is the same as the Pshat like the Rosh. That when it says, Man Tana de Mashchezah Sasser, the Leiker Rabbi Yehuda, it means according to Rabbi Yehuda, even Mashchezah Shalevin is Mutter. But the Rambam happens not to pass like Rabbi Yehuda altogether. The Rambam holds when it says Halacha Ve'in Meirin Kein, it means according to the Rabbanan, really we pass them like the Lishna Kama, like the Lishna of Kula, the Lashon that holds that you could be Mechadad with the Mashkezah Shalates, but Ein Meirin Kein. We're not Meira to be Mechadad Mashkezah Shalates. The Halacha Ve'in Meirin Kein is not going on the Ikin Din of whether we pass them like Rabbi Yehuda Machshirin or not. Halacha Ve'emarin Kein is going on the very pratiistic and very localized din, whether according to Rabbanan, Mashchezah Shalates is Mutter or Aser. In the end, we paskin, it's Mutter Mikra Adin, Ve'en Ve'emarin Kein. But we don't pass like Abidu altogether. But according to Behuda, Mashchezah Shalevin will be Mutter. So come dice, the Pshan in the Gemara, Man Pana, the Mashchezah Aser, the Lake Rabbi Behuda, is the same as it is according to the Rosh and the Baal Amar. According to Behuda, there is no restrictions on Hashchazah Sakin on Yom Tov. But the Kesef Mishnah says that the way in the Ran also holds like the Kesef Mishnah in the Rambam. The Kesef Mishnah says no. The Rambam is passing like Rabbi Yehuda. And the Rambam holds according to Rabbi Yehuda, Shal Evin is Asir. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, Shal Eitz is Mutter. But Halacha Ve'emarin came because the whole Rabbi Yehuda is Halacha Ve'emarin came. And when it says Man Tana, the Hashchazah Asir, like Rabbi Yehuda, means the Mashchazah Shal Eitz. The Lashon that says that a Mashchezah Shal Eitz is Asur, that doesn't go like Rabbi Yehuda. But the Lashon that says Mashchezah Shal Evin is Asur, that does go like Rabbi Yehuda. I understand from the Ram like this, the toolish shyness of the Gemara is Rabbi Yehuda or not Rabbi Yehuda. The Lashon of the Gemara that says that Mashchezah Shal Evin is Asur only Lechadadol, Havashem Nusa is Mutter. And Mashchezah Shal Eitz is even Mutter Lechadada. That the Gemara says is the Leik Rabbi Yehuda. The Lashon of the Gemara that says that Mashchezah Shal Evin is Asur even Lahavishem Nusa, and Mashchezah Shal Eitz is Asur Lechadada, that the Gemara says is the Leik Rabbi Yehuda. So that's what the Rabbanan hold. The Rabbanan hold Chidit is always Asur, because the Rabbanan hold Machshirin is Asur, and any Chidit is Machshirin. So that's what the Gemara says is the Leik Rabbi Yehuda. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're going to have to be Matir Mashchezah Shal Eitz. But the Lashon that says that we are Matir Mashchezah Shal Eitz, we're only asked to Mashchezah Shal Evin, that does go like Rabbi Yehuda. So Kumdei is the two Lashaynis are not two Lashaynis in the Rabbanan or in Rabbi Yehuda. The two Lashaynis are, who's the Mishnah going like? The Lashon that says that the Mishnah is only being matir, shel eitz lahavisham nenusa, or lagavi chaverta lahavisham nenusa, but lechadada it's aser, even shel eitz, even lagavi chaverta, that the Gemara says that Lashon is the like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda will be matir to the mashkez machshevis with the mashkez shel eitz. But the Lashon that says that mashkez shel eitz is mutter lechadada, but mashkez shel evan is also lechadada, but it's mutter lahavishem nusa. That Lashon does go like Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda holds that mashkez shel evan is an isachidud, and mashkez shel eitz is a hetachidud. And that's how the Rambam paskins that mashkez shel eitz is mutter lechadada. Ve'ein meirin kein, because he passed like Rabbi Yehuda. Ve'ein meirin kein. So Kondes, these are the two mahalchim in the Gemara. The mahalch of the Rosh and the Balamar, and the Magen Mishnah holds, the Rambam also holds of this mahalch, is that Rabbi Yehuda has to be mat to everything, even Mashkez Shel Evan. And the two Lashonis of the Gemara are going in the Rabbanan. Now the Rosh paskins like Rabbi Yehuda the Ein Meirin Kein, but he paskins like the Lashon that's Mekel in the Rabbanan by Mashkez Shel Eitz. So Kondes Mashkez Shel Eitz, it could be Meirin Kein. And the Rambam Lefi the Magen Mishnah paskins not like the paskins like the Rabbanan, but he paskins like the Lashon that even according to the Rabbanan Mashkez Shel Eitz is mutter lechadada. But the Ein Meirin came like that Lashon. You might like the other Lashon that the Mashkez Shel Eitz is also lechadada. But Lefi the Ran and the Kesef Mishnah b'das the Rambam, Rabbi Yehuda also asks Mashkez Shel Evan. So the two Lashonis are Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. The Lashon that says the Mashkez Shel Evan is aser, Mashkez Shel Eitz is mutter, that goes like Rabbi Yehuda. The Lashon that says even Mashkez Shel Eitz is aser, that goes like the Rabbanan. Those are the two Lashonis in the Gemara, and the Halacha we hold like Rabbi Yehuda Vein Meirin Kein. Now, what's Takiv Shan in the Ran? What's Takiv Shan that a Mashkez Shel Evan according to Rabbi Yehuda is aser? So the Ran says, even if Rabbi Yehuda holds it's aser to make a kli, it's only mutter to misak in the kli. Truth is, the Baal Amar who says that Mashkez Shel Evan is mutter according to Rabbi Yehuda, he also says it's aser to make a kli. We're going to get to that subsequently in the shir. He just holds that a Mashkez Shel Evan is not called a Siyas kli. But the Ran calls Mashkez Shel Evan also a Siyas kli. And the Ran says the pshat is like this. We have, by Eichel Nefesh itself, a lot of times where Malachas are aser b'shvil Eichel Nefesh, which is discussed by the Rishonim, a little bit in Daf Gimel, Taisus in Daf Gimel, and even more, the Rishonim discuss it in the beginning of this parak, the beginning of Ein Tzadim. Why is it that Seda and Ktsira and Kama other Malachas, Trina, Hakada, why are they aser for Eichel Nefesh? So the Rishonim say is said, the Shailas is it the Raisa or the Rabbanan? But the Malachas for Eichel Nefesh are only Malachas that are generally done for that day. The Malachas are generally done Liyamim Rabban, then I'm mutter for Eichel Nefesh. So Ksira, really all the Malachas are passed until Lisha. That's how they learn the Yishalmi of Lisha the Eilech. The Yishalmi says that you learn that from the Pasuk Taisus brings it in Daf Gimel, and in the beginning of this parak, that the Pasuk says, Acha she'achal chal nefesh hu levada yasa lechem, and then it says, Yishmaitim es ha-matzis. They allow to do Malachas Eichel Nefesh and Yantif, and Yishmaitim es ha-matzis. So the Yishalmi has a limud that from the time of Ushmartim Esamatzis, which is Lisha, from Lisha and on, that's where you'll have to do Melechus Yamtif. But before Lisha, you now do Melechus Yamtif. Which means that all the Avedis have passed before Lisha, you now have to do. But you'll have to do Melisha Ve'elech, which actually is only two Melechus, Lisha and Afia. Now, Taisa doesn't explain this so well. Lisha, Melisha Ve'elech means Lisha and Afia. And that's why you can't do Ksira. Question is, he also says that's why you can't do Tzeda. But you could do Shchita. Where does Lisha Ve'elech teach you that you can't do Tzeda, but you could do Shchita? Where do you see that? Where does Lisha Ve'elech tell you anything about Shchita or Tzeda? Also you find a lot of times Tchina is Mutter. Like you find the Pampelin and these things, you have the Gemara that Tchina is Mutter, even though it's before Lisha. So what's Pshat? So the Ramban really explains the Pshat in the beginning of Ein Tzadim. That the Yisayin is that any malacha that's done liyamim rabban, any malacha that's done in the field, it's not done that day in the kitchen for that day. It's done in the field for a long time. That's what's aser. And could be it's their ranks, of course, Lisha Ve'elech. Their man says a different drasha. Their man says, by yamtiv, we always say malachas avoda. From malachas avoda, only by yamtiv. By Shabbos, we say malacha. Vayadav, we say melacha zaraita. So he explains. Melacha means any type of melacha, including cooking, including lighting candles, including melacha seichel nefesh. But melacha zaraita means melachas in the field, not the household melachas, like cooking or lighting candles or lighting fires, but melachas in the field, like zmiya, chavisha, tzira, v'chuli. That's melachas aveda. So even melachas that are done for food, but if they're done melachas aveda, they're done in the field, it's aser, because they're done liyamim rabbi. Now other rishayim hold that this is an issa derabbanan. Midaraisa, any melachas echel nefesh is mutter, midarabbanan they aser liyam rabbi. But either way, zak deran, it's the same thing with makshirin. You could do the simple melachas in the kitchen, sharpening the knives the way you sharpen them in the kitchen, that's done for that day, Masiel Gami Chaverta, Mashcheze Shalates, those are things done for that day. But sharpening a knife with Mashcheze Shal Evin, that's Liyamim Rabbim, and that's Aser. So in Chesant, two Achreinim were Mechavim to the same Kasha, the Karban Isanel, that's on the Rosh Sim in Yud, and also the Maloya Rayim and the Zagayus on the Rift. They asked the Kasha on the Ran, that we don't understand what you mean Liyamim Rabbim. Bishlei Mekzira and Tchina. So you're doing much more than you just need for Yamtif. You're doing a ksira of your whole field, you're doing a tchina of all the flour in your mill, it's much more than what you just need for Yamtif. But here when you're sharpening a keli, what you need for Liyam Rabim, you need it for today also. You're not doing more kamas. It should be like Yevshel Exayis Basa B'lei Shchita. When you shecht an animal, of course it's for many, many days, the animal takes a long time to finish. But since you need the Shchita for today, so you have to possible Shchita. So here also, you're making a kli, and a chanami will have the kli liyam rabbim, but you need it for today. That's the kasha they ask. Now Stipler brings this in Simcha Falafay's base. He says it's not a kasha b'chol. The sight isn't that you're not going to do malachas liyam rabbim. That's true by any malacha. When you cook also, you can only cook for what you need that day, unless you memale adam isha kedera achas. If you're doing it with one tircha, then we have heter ribish yurim. Or by pas, you have the heter of that, the pas is nefe yafa when the tanner is mole. So you have these heterim. But you can't stam do it for a different day. When we say ksir is asu, we mean even a small ksir even for today. When we say tchin is asu, we mean even a small tchin even for today. Why? Because the sug of ksira, the sug of tchin is something that is done liyam and rabim. It's not done. It's not generally done just for one day. It's something which you do the derech chal for yamim rabim. So that malacha is aser. That malacha doesn't have a din, as it doesn't have his malacha saveda. That malacha is nifka. Even if you're doing a small amount for today, the same thing when you're dealing with creating a kli or sharpening the kli mishavish levin according to the Ran. That's a malacha. The sug malacha is for yamim rabim. That's the point of the malacha. That's not something that you do tug tegelich in the kitchen when you need it. You take your knife and you sharpen it one time for a lot of times. So that's a vada asur on Yom Tif. That's the pshat in the Ran. Now the Baal Amar apparently holds, and this we'll see, even though the Baal Amar holds that Mashezer Shel Evin is mutter, and as the Rosh holds, there's no such yisayit. According to the Rosh, if Makhshirim is mutter, so all Makhshirim is mutter. According to the Baal Amar, he agrees to this yisayit that he can't create a kli. He just says sharpening a kli is not b'chal creating a kli. But the Ranald's even sharpening a kli, if you do it with a Mashkej Shalevin, that is a malach liyam and rabim, and that's also even according to Rabbi Yehuda. So that's the machlokes. The Ran and the Kesef Mishnah's pshat and the Rambam, the Ran's pshat and the Rambam, holds a Mashkej Shalevin is also even according to Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda is matter by a Mashkej Shalates, malach of a Meirin Kain, and the other Rishonim all know, Mashkej Shalevin is mutter according to Rabbi Yehuda, and the two Lashanis were according to the Rabbanan if they asked for any type of sharpening or only Mashez Shalevin. Now one Gemara before, Yibay Lumar Laharis Sakin L'Chacham, the Gemara is a Shaila, could a Sheikh show a Sakin to a Chacham to check the knife? And the Gemara comes out that it's Aser. And there are four different reasons in the Rishonim why it's Aser. Rashi says the Isser is as Uvdu Duchayl and Avsha Milsa, it looks like he's trying to sell it in a butcher shop. That's Rashi's time. Nothing to do with sharpening the knife or any type of makshirin question. The Rif and the Rosh also, that has nothing to do with any makshirin. They bring from the Bahag. The reason is because you might go out of the Tchum. As I said, the Bahag, you might go out of the Tchum to show it. It's Xayir, you might go out of the Tchum. So the Baal Mar is bothered. He asks the Gemara Kasha. The Gemara says in the Aflam of Avim and Days The Gemara discusses, what's the reason why now they ride a behema on Yom Tov? So, on Shabbos, so the Gemara says, because you might go out of the tchum. The Gemara says, shmam in the tchum in the reisa. So the Gemara says, a different reason, because you might cut off a branch to mimanik the behema. So you see, klar, if you're going to make a gzera out of tchum, it's only for tchum in the reisa. If you, we pass in tchum in the rabbanan, you're not gezer a gzera for tchum. So how could the Mahak say, the Rif and the Rosh say, that the reason why you can't show the sakin to the chacham is because it's tchumen, when the Gemara says that if you hold tchumen is the rabbanan, we don't make a gzeir writing a name for tchumen, so who then here wouldn't make a gzeir showing the sakin to the chacham because it's tchumen? As a effect of Alamar. So Banam al-Khamis, that's the answer of the Rif. So he says, he brings down a teretz from other Rishaynim that say that by behema we're not worried it's going to go out of three parsais. We're not worried. We're just worried he's going to go out of 2,000 amas. 2,000 amas is the Rabbanan, and the Mela, we have no kshash for a deraisa. Mashenkin here, you might not find the Chacham within three parsais. Chacham are pretty rare. So Mela, you go out of three parsais, that's the deraisa. The Ari Shainim, the Rif included, that hold that three parsais, which is 12 mil, right, 12 tkumei shamas, then it's also mi deraisa. So Mela, by the Rechiva Behema, you're not going to go through Parsais. So Mela, that's what the Gemara didn't want to say, if Tchumen is the Rabbanan to have Xer. But here, you could even be going to go out of through Parsais. Man himself doesn't hold that through Parsais is the Raisa, so he didn't want to say this Teretz. So he said to Teretz, that by the Behema, we're really only afraid that the Behema will take you out of the Tchumen without you realizing it. And that's not so Shkiach. So if Tchumen is the Rabbanan, they wouldn't be going to that. Now Shekin here, the Chashash is that you'll be desperate, you'll have to show it to the Chacham, you'll go out of the Tchum Kavana. So that's a Shash Karev, and that you geyser even though Tchum is the Rabbanan. As I state, he brings a lot of cases where you could be geyser for the Rabbanan, and the Mela, it's Ein Adayna there, where the problem is Shalei B'Kavana, they wouldn't be geyser unless it's the Raisa. Here the problem is B'Kavana, they'd be geyser even though it's the Rabbanan. But that's the second time. So again, the first time was Rashi Uvda Dechol Afshe Milsa. The second time is the Rif and the Rosh bring from the Halachas Gedolos that it's the Issa Gzeir of Tchumen. The third time is the Baal HaMoris time that he says that it's like Ke'ein Ein Rein Mumen B'Yamtif. It's a Zat Psak which is Ke'ein Rias Mumen. What's the Issa Rias Mumen? It's Mesak and Donis Adin. Here also a Chacham checking a knife is Mesak and Donis Adin. So the Banan and the Mechamis says, why is it time with Tanet? It's like any other psak. Why is it time with Tanet? And the answer is Pashit. What's the reason why Rias Mum is not like any other psak? Because it's a takana. It's not like we just have to know the halacha. We know the halacha. Even if we know that there's a mum. But there's a din. Chazal did not allow you to be matter without a psak from the chacham. So the psak of the chacham is not just telling you the din, it's creating the din. That's why it's psak and adonis a din. Same thing with to be married the chacham. The din was, is mana gemara. There was a takana that a sheikh, even if he knows for sure his knife is good, he has to show it to a chacham. So the mela, this din to marry the chacham, that's not just the megala that it's good, that's creating that the knife is good. So that's ready misakin and then it's a din. So that's the third time. And the Rambam says the time because in Xeri you might sharpen it with the meshkazis. And the Rambam's going with shitase. It wouldn't stim according to the Rush or the shitas at home. That according to Behuda, that you all had to be mashkas and mashkazis, and we pass an alchem vein marin came, so the wound makes it chigzeira. But the Rambam Meshitase holds, either because he doesn't pass like a Behuda, or because he holds even according to Behuda, there's an issim medina to sharpen it with a knife, sharpen it with an evan, with the mashkazis. So memela, you can't show it to a chacham because in case it's no good, you might come to sharpening it. Now there's a big nafkamino halacha, because according to the first three taimim, it would seem that the issur is only to show it to the chacham, lefi the takana bizmana talmud, that you have to show bedafka to a chacham. Mara says, in Erevin, in Chulun Dafin Zayin, in Erevin in the sixth parak, that they told you to show it to a chacham, ishin kvaydi shal chacham. So the male of thee, you have, it looks like av shemilsa, you have exeira of tchumen, you have exeira of that's done as a dinner, masakin. But a regular sheikhet who didn't check his knife from Erev Yom Tov, he could check his knife on Yom Tov. What's the problem? He's not bringing it to a chacham. Today, anyone don't bring it to a chacham. So you could check your knife on Yom Tov. According to that pshat also, when the Gemara says, Amr Rav Yosef Tam HaChacham Rei La'atzmei Yamashal La'acherim, the pshat is like this. The Gemara there says that Tzurv Rabbanan doesn't have this takana to show it to a chacham, shenkvaydish a chacham. He himself is a tam chacham, so he doesn't have to show it to the official chacham. So mimela, good. So now the Gemara is saying, expanding on that. So if you're a tam chacham, but you don't have to show it to the official chacham, so you could check the knife for yourself, and then you could lend it to one of your colleagues, one of the other sheikhtim, that would have to show it to a chacham, but he could be standing on you not having to show it to the chacham. So you also could use your knife and not show it to a chacham. But according to the Rambam, it's not the var. According to Rambam, the ikir is, you can't check the knife, you might sharpen it. So who would then stand privately, you can't check the knife. So who would then mizman is there that we check it privately, you can't check the knife. And what's the pshat that a Talmud Chacham could check it for himself? You have to say a tremendous chiddush, that Chazal were in Gezer's Gzeir that you might sharpen it for a Talmud Chacham, only for Namaret. As I state in the Magen Avraham, B'shem the Magen Mishnah, it's done. Even though it's unusual, the Chazal and the Chalik and the Gzeir seen a Talmud Chacham Namaret, here they were, and they said a Talmud Chacham, we don't think he'll sharpen it. That's the heter of Talmud Chacham. And he could even lend it to another Shechet. But the point is, but the Gzeir would apply Al Kapanim when it's not a Talmud Chacham, even today. So, the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tav Sadeches, paskins the Rambam's Tam. You can't show it to a Chacham because you might sharpen it. And the Ramah says that even Mizman Azeh, you now even check it yourself. You have to dafka check your knife in Erev Yontif. But the Ramah says that B'shas Tadchak, you didn't check it in Erev Yontif, you could check it in Yontif. And the Mishnah Berurah says, if Shan in the Ramah is, that B'shas Tadchak, you could rely on the other Rishaynim that hold that the Isser is, as Afshe Milsa, or as Tchumen, or as Danis Adin, and that wouldn't apply to you checking yourself. So the Chachilu and Machma for the Rambam, and we don't check the knife at all on Yom Tov. But with the Evin, we're saying the Rishenim that checking it for yourself is not Nichol and Nisgzer. Now the Gemara goes on, the Rav Yosef said, a sakin sha'amda, a sakin that is dull, Yelana Sharban and Yom Tov, and it says, Vahani mili de paska agav duchda, that it still cuts if you press. If you push hard, it still cuts, it's not so dull. So what's Shtein Rav Yosef? There are a few pshatim in the Rishenim. What's Shtein Rav Yosef? What's Rav Yosef saying? That a sack in Sha'amda that became dull was pasuk from his karifus, so memela you're allowed to sharpen it, but not only if it's pasuk agav duchda. So Rashi learns like this. Rashi learns, till now, the sharpening of the knife was a sack in Shnifkema. It got broken. It got, they became pegimus in the sack. Something got cut out of the sack. So there it depends. If it was on Erev Yantav, it's taka asa, because makshir and she'ef shalasas Erev Yantav is asa. The case is, your knife broke on Yom Tov, so now you can sharpen it to fix it up. But if a knife becomes dull, so the Havamina is that you would think that's always called Efshalashis Merev Yom Tov, because dulling is a process. If it's dull on Yom Tov, that means it was getting dull already Erev Yom Tov. So you really should have sharpened it Erev Yom Tov. Kamash Malan, no, you didn't think about it. That's not called Efshir. Like have a Lesuke Adaite, you don't realize how dull the knife is getting. Fine. Those are the two stada. So in other words, if Yosef is telling you a chiddush, till now we have the din of nifkam, and now if Yosef is saying, if it's aman, you should know it's also mutter, not just nifkam, where it was nifkam and yantif, that was a new thing that happened, but even aman, which is a natural process, and you would think that Ibizah, you should have bavarned it, you should have realized it was going to happen and done it every yantif. No, you didn't realize it was going to happen. And why do you need paskag of duchka? Rashi says, because otherwise it's a tirchi yaseir. That's Rashi sheet in the sugya. But the Rambam, who holds that there's an issur to be mashkas with mashkezes shalevin, so he holds that the reason why that you need paska avduchka, if it's not paska avduchka, it's asr, is because otherwise you geyser that maybe you'll do mashkezes shalevin. He holds an amda, he's not saying it was under a chiddush by amda, amda is the same as nifkama, but if it's not paska avduchka, I mean that's his chiddush, but if it's not paskag of ducha, then we're afraid you're going to use the mashesh leaven. I guess all amdi, maybe you'll be afraid you'll use evan. Teretz is, as long as it's cutting somewhat, we're not afraid you're going to use evan. But if it's not cutting at all, so it's going to be very difficult to sharpen it with eights, then we're already afraid that you might use the mashesh leaven. So that's the second pshat of the Gemara. Rashi's pshat is, amdi is a chiddush that you don't say it was efshem esmal, and paskag of ducha is as tircha. And the Rambam says that the chiddush of amdi is that you're not chayshish that you use evan. But that's only when it's paskag of duch. If not, then we taka afraid we'll use evan and that's the iser. But then the Balamar and the Ran have a third shot. The Balamar and the Ran say, similar to what we said before, that there's an iser to create a kli. It's only mutter to fix the kli. To create a kli is aser. So that's what the Balamar says. That is the problem of if it's not paskag machas duch. That's called a sias kli. Now the Ran says even Mashkeja Shel Evin has a din like a Seus Kleitz, Liyam and Rabbi. The Balamar holds Mashkeja Shel Evin is also just sharpening a Kleitz, not a Seus Kleitz. But when it's not Paskag Avducha, when it's so dull that it can't even cut at all, that the Balamar is masking it to see is clean, that's a pshat in Rav Yosef. So the three reasons why you need Paskag Avducha, Rashi says otherwise it's a Tircha, the Rambam says otherwise it's a Gzeir, and maybe using a Meshkezesh 11, the Balamar and the Ran say, no, that itself is a Malacha. And the Goyim L'shitasam, that according to B'Yudah, not everything's Mutter, a see is clean is also, that's called a see is clean. Now, Alderev Zeh, the Ran and the Baal Amar argue on the Ram, on Rashi and the other Pshat in the next Gemara. The Gemara says a Shputz Nirtzam is a Machlekes Rebbe in the Rabbanan, if it's Nirtzam. If the Shputz is Nirtzaf, the Gemara says it's Asher. What's the difference between Nirtzam and Nirtzaf? So Rashi learns Nirtzam, it's impossible to use without fixing it. So Me'el Lebais Machshirit, and since it happened on Yom Tov, this was a Shputz, it's a spit that's used for roasting, and it was Nirtzam. Nirtzam means it totally broke. So good. And it broke on Yantif, so it's Yashabar Yantif. So you can fix it according to Buddha. Nirtzaf is bent. If it's bent, you can still use it, even without a tikkun. So Mela, it's also because the Tirchad Leitzarech. That's how Rashi learns. So like the Balamar and the Ran Faket. Nirtzam means it's a little bent. So when you fix it, that's just fixing a Kli. It's not a Seus Kli. Nirtzaf is totally bent. It's totally bent out of whack, so the tikkun is a Seus Kli. It's a Seus Kli, it's also even according to Rabbi Yehuda. And that goes to Shitasam, like in Lashitas Ran, that Meshkez Shel Evin is also even according to Rabbi Yehuda. And even the Baal Amar that doesn't hold that way, but Al-Kabanim, a Sakan that's Amdan, Lui Paskin Abduch, is also according to Rabbi Yehuda. So who would in a Shput Shanir Tzaf, which is totally broken, is also according to Rabbi Yehuda. The same you said that you lie to fix the Kli, you now like create a Kli. Now there are more passages like Rashi. There are more in Siman Tovkov Tesif Aleph, says that when you have a shput and it breaks, if you could still use it, then you're not allowed to fix it. Right? And that's like Rashi, because the Tirchel Tzarech, if you can't use it at all, then you are allowed to fix it. But the Bi'al Lacha brings the Ran and the Baal Amar, which is pretty much Fakert, that when it's totally broken, then it's Asr, and it brings Kama Achreinim, that a Machma like them, that we paskin, that even if you're all like Rabbi Yehuda, but that's only fixing a Kli, not making a Kli is Asr, and that's Ibshan and Shput Shanirtzach. So anytime it's totally broken, it's also according to Yehuda. Only when it just needs a little tick, and then it's mutter. But when it's totally out of whack, it's like you're making a new keli, then it's also even according to Yehuda.